Francine says Pilate came up with an ingenious plan. Finding no wrong in Jesus, he proposed an audacious scheme that would depend upon complete secrecy, but most of all, would depend on Christ's cooperation. According to Francine, Pilate explained to Christ that he found him to be no threat, but he had to maintain peace with the ruling religious structure, Sanhedrin and Pharisees, within Israel. Pilate outlined to Jesus that they wanted him to be arrested and put on trial, and that he would do all he could to get a verdict of innocence for him. If they found him guilty, he would try to keep him alive, even though he would have to enact the penalty of scourging and crucifixion as per the law. But there were no guarantees that he would be able to do so. Jesus understood what Pilate was saying and knew his fate was sealed. He held out a slight hope, nonetheless, that this plan might succeed, even though it would involve a great deal of pain and suffering. The four of them then talked for some time on the contingencies of the plan and the role of each in it. The plan depended upon mutual trust and precise actions on the part of all involved, but at least Christ had a slight hope that he might escape his preordained mission, not without pain and suffering, but with his life. Jesus would have to be strong in not only enduring what he must endure, but also in his belief that God would be merciful and allow him to live. For as Pilate said, there were no guarantees. This seems to put Pilate in a good light, but Francine says he was just being careful and expedient. Pilate knew he had nothing to lose in this gamble to keep the peace. If Jesus was found innocent, so be it. If Jesus was found guilty and crucified, it would appease the Sanhedrin and Pharisees. And if he was able to keep him alive, it would appease Christ's followers. No one would dare accuse him of trying to keep Christ alive. And if the plot was discovered, it could easily be blamed on Christ's followers. Francine says God did intervene here, however, because he sent the dream to Pilate's wife and also implanted the plan in Pilate's mind and caused him to go through with it. Jesus knew beforehand what his fate was to be, but this plot devised by Pilate was a surprise to him. Francine says that we must remember that despite the divinity of Jesus and despite his knowing what he would have to go through, only God knows everything and knows the outcome of events that happen. We see divine intervention even today in situations that seem to be impossible in our understanding, but that turn out to be what we call miracles.